Just, you know, I was always involved in some comedic venture or another, from writing skits in high school, you know, et cetera. And I had an uncle who knew Mr. Hope. He had a golf ball cologne business adventure with him. And,
A cologne?
He had a golf ball cologne that they were, my uncle used to have a cosmetic company.
Uh-huh.
And I think they had a golf ball cologne.
It smelled like golf balls, or you put it on golf balls?
Well, if it's the former, then no wonder why I went out of business. But it's shaped like a golf ball, and you unscrew the top of it or something.
I don't know.
All I know is an M. And so I took him up on it. I wrote a batch, and he got it in front of him. And lo and behold, Mr. Hope called me one day, and we started working together, and he liked my stuff. So I eventually became a staff writer for him. I think my love of audience has to do with the. I mean, I feel like I need them. You know, I feel like I need them. I have a really collaborative process. You know, life may have made some directors, you know, just their own, marching to their own drummer and their own spirits. My drummer says, I have a very open process, you know. I talk a lot about where a movie can go, and what if it ends this way, or do you like this idea, or what if this character doesn't do that? Do you like that? Are you guys into that, you know? I like the idea of movies reaching people, you know. I want them to reach people. So, again, without compromising, you know, the basic spirit of what you're out to do. I mean, if this suddenly turned into a slasher movie, no, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't get it. It's not where I'm living. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Now go interview Scorsese and see how they do it.